Hi everyone, this is Jordana Barakov from Drink It In, underscore Jordana. I'm so glad to be with you, and I thank you so much for those people who have sent me emails and given me some feedback on last week's class on Shavuot. I so appreciate it. And this week we're back to a regular routine of what is the connection between the Torah portion and the Haftorah. So this week in America we're reading Parshat Naso, and the Haftorah is from Sefer Shoftim. So first of all, Parshat Naso is basically broken down into three parts. And one of the main parts of Parshat Naso is the discussion of a Nazir. And that right away is ding, 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 the connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha, because the Haftorah doesn't tell us, and this is an interesting point that I want to focus on, doesn't tell us the entire life of Shimshon, but it gives us the beginnings. It talks about Manoach and his wife. It talks about Shimshon's parents and the birth of Shimshon. So I think that is in itself a very interesting point to look at. And before I even go further, and I forgot to do my little thing of letting you know that if you ever want to sponsor a class for sheer enjoyment, please contact them. You could sponsor it for Refuah, for Yeshua, for Aliyah of the Neshama. Such a beautiful zechut that one can have by sponsoring the class. So let's go back now. Okay, so the point of connection right away is the concept of a Nazir. But what's interesting again is that this connection is now in the Haftorah based on the birth of the Nazir. And I think that's really an important aspect to understand. Also, what is a Nazir? Nezer also means crowned, that when a person takes on these aspects of being a Nazir, which they refrain from cutting one's hair, abstaining from drinking wine, being in contact with anything that's impure for a certain period of time, usually a month period of time, there are different levels of Nazirut, that means they have now crowned themselves. So the crown is something that goes above one's head, right? So it's above one's head. It's like, so it's above my bodily function. It's above my physical or my physicality. And that is what the Nazir is doing. The Nazir is not doing what typically one is meant to do. We're meant to learn how to live in the world that we live in and take the materialistic world and infuse it with Kedusha. Whereas the Nazir is going above that physical world and trying to live on a different plane. And it's not necessarily ideal. That's why when one stops being a Nazir, it talks about in Parshat Naso, you bring a korban. So I think it's interesting that in the Haftorah, it's also coming from a vantage point of something that is not of this world, meaning the pre-birth, when Shimshon is being born, that ideally the world we live in, once he's here, the ideal thing is not necessarily to be that Nazir. The ideal is to live in this world that we are living in and to infuse it with Kedusha. But there are times that a person can try to detach and try to rise above, and they can gain such great, amazing heights. But again, I personally don't think that's necessarily the ideal. But really, it's all about this birth of rising above. And that's also very interesting because Parshat Naso, Nasa, comes from the word to carry oneself above, maybe going above and beyond the call of duty, so to speak. And that's really what Shimshon represents, that was going above and beyond. But it's something about his mother. Perhaps we could talk about that a little bit. Something about his mother, I think, is really, really important to understand, is because her level of Kedusha was so unbelievable that she was able to house, her physical body was able to house the potential of this Kedusha. And I think maybe perhaps that's a great point of pondering that we should all do, that not so that we have the potential to carry. We have that potential to carry within all of us. As she did, we know she carried Shimshon, but we all have within us the potential to carry greatness, and we just have to learn to tap into it. That would be what we need to learn. I think that's really the beautiful point of connection, of knowing what we're carrying within us, that we all could be carrying our inner superheroes, our inner super Shimshons, our inner super Nazir-like capabilities, and that we should be able to learn to tap into them when possible. So I hope you enjoyed this little connection between Parashat Naso and the Haftorah in Sefer Shoftim of the birth of Shimshon. Remember, it's the birth, the moment of the potential of the mother housing him. That is the point of connection. Have a great, great, wonderful Shabbat. And if there's something that you want to ask me, reach out to me, jbaruchov@gmail.com, or you can reach me on Instagram. And hopefully soon you'll also get to see that my next season for my podcast, season 11, is coming your way. Have a great Shabbat.